This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bow, bow, na, na, na. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate everybody hanging with us on Monumental Sports Network or the YouTube page. We are very excited right now to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our boy, Mr. Sam Cosmi, a new proud papa of young son, Tate. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
How's everything
how you
going
doing?
With the little one? Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Yeah, no, not at all. I think most have gotten those 4 hours. I think my body's getting kind of used to that, which is fine. That's to be expected.
So when was he born? How did everything go? How's mom?
Yeah, mom's doing great. He was born the day after Christmas that night at 1:46. He water broke. Around like 7:30, Christmas Day.
Oh wow!
And it was pretty quick. It was a quick turnaround, and we didn't know what his timing was because we were supposed to get induced that Monday. He said, "Nah, I'm gonna make a early showing."
Mm-hmm.
So
love that.
Yeah.
So a Christmas Day baby, huh? That's awesome.
Day after.
Yeah.
So born on the 26th or the 25th?
The 26th.
Okay.
So he. The whole process kind of started the 25th that night, but yeah, he lasted till that almost 2 a.m.
Started making noise on Christmas Day.
Definitely.
Dude, so here is my question for you then. My youngest daughter is born January 8th, so we have to pack up Christmas at our house pretty quick so that we turn the page to her birthday. Now, you got mm-hmm. some time before my man Tate's going to be really cognizant of this. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's going to be a bit of a juggling act to have Christmas and then his birthday.
Yeah, you know, I to be honest, I haven't put any thought into that. But I figured that's for later.
You got time
to deal with. Yeah.
You got plenty of time. Yeah. Does your mother-in-law come up to help in this time, or is it just the four of you? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, so she was here for a little bit. She just recently left, but she'll be back in about a week and a half. I have my little sister here who nannies. She's a stud. So she's helping out for that week and a half that, you know, my mother-in-law can't be here. But, we're having help, especially this early couple weeks.
That's great.
Cool to have family members.
Yeah, need that.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
How's big sister handling little brother?
Unfazed, really. She's in her own little world still.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know, she interacts with him here and there, but it's still, she's the queen of the house. So, she's really unfazed. So it's nice.
All right. That's great, man. I'm really happy for you and your family. What a great kind of Christmas present.
That's a hell of a Christmas present
off,
right there.
And most important, everybody's happy and healthy, and you probably won't get much sleep till Easter.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's in the calendar already, so we're working on it.
What this week for you, where you know you're not playing, I don't know where you are in the recovery from the concussion stuff. What does this week look like for you, especially when you have a new baby in the house?
Well, you know, like, I'm just helping the guys that have any questions about, you know, just because I just played them. Any questions about the guys personnel wise, but from a schematic standpoint, you know, coaches obviously deal with that. But for me, it's pretty much still trying to get through concussion protocol right now, feeling a lot better. And then, yeah, I mean, normally I take the first couple weeks to recover after the season. But I, you know, that kind of started, I kind of take that as I started up earlier so I can start training. Cause I really want to get a head start, for next season.
It makes sense. As you kind of look at this game in Philly, for young guys or even like veterans, the reality of veteran players, guys you're close with, Wiley, Allegretti, guys that are going to be on the field this week, you know, they're putting tape out there for what may or may not happen come free agency in March. Like, what is the approach for everybody in Ashburn going into this game?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to me because you see a lot of these games around the league, and I think the interesting one I saw most was like the Giants and the Raiders and like tanking and all this, that, and the other. And like, it's I think you have to understand that, like, regardless of the situations, like, us players, our main objective is to win the football game, mm-hmm. you know, and put a good product on the field. If it's not for that team, it's for 31 other teams. So no one's going out there
and going to play bad intentionally, you know, and we're essentially paid to entertain and win football games. And that's what that's our job. No one's going to sit there and be like, I'm just going to not play this game and play poorly. Like, that's not crossing our minds.
And especially at your position, I mean, you know, offensive lineman, defensive lineman, they gotta be ready to go, because if you don't, the guy across from you wants to go, you will see that the person's not playing.
Yeah. We gotta be locked in.
Yeah.
Every play, your foot off the gas. One play, you'll embarrass yourself. You know, you don't want to do that. You can spiral out of control and do that. You got to be locked in. You got to be focused and treat every game like it's another opportunity to showcase what you're all about. You know, so that's the mentality you have to have.
Well, dude, I think about last Sunday's game against the Cowboys, or I guess it wasn't Sunday, last Thursday, the Christmas Day game against the Cowboys, and I don't know what, if anything, the situation was for the Cowboys defensive back, but like Debo Samuel reminded that Cowboys DB, you better be playing hard through the whistle every play when he blasted that dude and his helmet fell off. You know what? Like,
yeah,
that's why I think the notion and the conversation surrounding tanking and stuff is so silly when it comes to the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, the perfect example right there, like, you gotta buckle your chin strap every play, you know? And if you don't, you're gonna get your helmet blown off. So, it's a high level game every single play, regardless of the situation, because that guy across from you is trying to, you know, we always say take money out of your pocket, but you're trying to take money out of his pocket, you know. Mm-hmm. So, that's how from that business aspect of things. So. You got to put your best foot forward each and every play, each and every snap.
Sam, I've always looked at it, and when I talk with Jay a lot, I let him know, I think football and hockey is hard as hell to go out there and do. Like, so in basketball, if you are a certain player, the coach just bench you. And if the best player is sitting down, you're probably not going to win the game. In baseball, if you're the pitcher, you can throw some strange pitches or strike out. But football and hockey, hell, you end up in the hospital if you go out there and be BSing around.
It's a physical sport, and you're correct all the way. I mean, if you don't put your best foot forward, you're going to get embarrassed, or worse, get yourself hurt or get someone else hurt.
True.
Yeah. It's a physical demanding sport. Talking with our friend Sam Cosmi on our weekly Paisanos Players Chat. You can give Sam a follow at Sam Cosmi on Instagram. That's where I learned of the birth of their new little baby boy. Sam, I'm curious, man. I mean, this season, unfortunately, you've had more time off than I think you ever would have expected. How much of the rest of the league do you watch? Maybe not this past weekend with a new baby in the house, but just in general.
I keep up here and there with stuff, kind of see how teams are doing and you know, kind of. It's very interesting. It's been an interesting season in general for a lot of teams. A lot of teams have shown. I never thought the Bears would be what they are right now. You know, it's kind of funny because it's like I look at that game from last year when we beat them and we went on a streak, and then this and they went on a streak the opposite way. It kind of flip flopped this year.
It's crazy.
Really, really crazy. But yeah, I keep up a little bit. Obviously, I like to see where everybody's at. But yeah, that's for the most part.
It is wild to think, because when you guys play the Bears, it's mid-October, it's Monday Night Football, you're coming back from L.A., 3-2, coming off the best win of the year against the Chargers. And with 2 minutes to play in that Bears game, it looked like you were about to be 4-2 headed to Dallas. And
yeah.
You know, pro football could change in a hurry, and we saw it then. And then, you know, Jaden gets hurt against Dallas, and things just kind of spiraled from there. When did you come back? It was right around there, wasn't it?
It was Dallas.
That's what I thought. Wow, yeah. It just it's remarkable. And you mentioned the Bears, the Patriots have played at a really high level. Do you pay attention at all to, like, there's a big MVP debate going on? Who should win MVP between Drake May and Matt Stafford?
I mean, I've also seen, I mean, this is just, I'll look at it, that the Patriots have had the easiest
strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm. Strength of set schedule. I'm not saying anything, I'm not trying to take away anything from that. But I've also seen, like, statistically that Matthew Stafford, I think, has more touchdowns. Same interceptions, but more touchdowns, a little bit more yards. I mean, that guy has been so incredibly consistent, though, and has not been shown, I think, the love that he should have been shown over his career.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't get me wrong. It would be, I think both quarterbacks are great quarterbacks, but I think Stafford has had a better season.
I tend to agree with you. We'll see how the voters end up shaking out. Talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Sam joining us for his weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Dude, I'm curious, as a proud Longhorn alum, you've got Michigan, Texas tomorrow in the, I think it's the Citrus Bowl. Now, normally you get Michigan and Texas on the field. That is two true college football blue bloods. But, like, in the era of the college football playoff and neither of these teams got in, you can make a case that Texas should have gotten in, but they didn't. Like, what is that? How juiced up are you for that bowl game? What does that bowl game do for Texas fans?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, you just kind of see what you get for next. It's the same thing. Kind of see what you get for next season. I think with the NIL, this is me personally, I think with the NIL stuff now, it's kind of almost pointless. just because, I mean, these guys are getting paid so much money now that, like, the only thing that matters is the championship game, which is, you know, that's the thing. And, you know, punch your ticket into the top 12. You know, if you don't, it's like, you know, again, you got to put tape on and do the whole thing where it's like physical sport type thing. But, like, you got to play for yourself in that instance. I just don't. I mean, these guys are making so much money that, like, a reclining chair is not the coolest thing in the world anymore.
Right. Like, oh, the bowl gift presents.
Yeah. When I was going through that, I couldn't wait to get to a bowl game.
Yes.
Because getting those gifts were so cool because we couldn't afford that type of stuff, you know, like there was none of that. So for me, getting to a bowl game, like a nice bowl game, meant better gifts, you know. That was a cool thing for me, but I just don't, I couldn't see. I mean, you guys got, you know, kids making millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, you know, they can buy a reclining chair. No problem.
Sam, in NCAA, so they are now allowing in basketball, they allow the dude who was in the pros,
an NBA player,
come back and play college because they say he had some eligibility left. How would that be if somebody played football for 2-3 years, 4 years? They got a year left and they go back and play football.
If a person were had to do that, which is crazy, first and
yes.
foremost, but if some that individual, I personally think, because the level I've seen guys that I'm like, man, I didn't think that he was that good in college playing the NFL and make leaps over that 1 year. I mean, they would be so much more dominant going back to college.
Uh-huh.
It'd totally. Be night and day. It'd be night and day. I'm telling you, it would.
And it shouldn't be legal.
No,
Yeah, you know, you got 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds out there.
Yeah, I mean, you can put a case for, you know, Philip Rivers wanted to come back. If he had more eligibility, would he come back to the college? You know what I'm saying? So you think he would? I don't know. Well, probably.
Dude, I mean, that's crazy. Like, so I just looked this up. In if I have this right or not, let me know. It looks like your last 2 years at Texas, you guys played in back-to-back Alamo Bowl games. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
What was the best gift from the Alamo Bowl?
Oh, what did I get from
that? Was that your reclining chair?
I got a Yeti cooler. That's what I remember.
Those are legit.
Yeah, and they're not cheap.
No, they weren't cheap. I think my parents still have it in the garage. They use it all the time, especially in the summer. So I still have that thing. And I think one of the years I did get a reclining chair that's at my grandparents' house now.
That's awesome. Were you on the team that played Georgia in the Sugar Bowl?
Yes. Yeah.
I imagine the Sugar Bowl's got some good gifts.
That was, oh man, what did I get for that one? I think they didn't have anything where you picked. They gave you like AirPods, a watch, some AirPods, headphones, a watch, and something else. I forgot. They didn't let you pick your gift or like have, hey, you going, cause what they used to do is like you go in a room and they have like, you have a point system so you can put all your points in like a big gift or like smaller gifts and combine them. So, for that game, I think they just like had already stuff picked out for us. That was nice. I mean, I loved my AirPods and headphones, so I was good with that.
I think that.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That Sugar Bowl was also when Sam Ellinger, after the win, got on the microphone and said, "We're back." I remember that.
And then we weren't back. Yeah.
Funny how that shakes out.
Yeah.
Will you watch the college football playoff over these next couple days?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll have in the background. I'll keep up with it and see what goes on. But I'm just happy Oklahoma and A&M are out of it.
I imagine.
So I told you guys that I think last week, the week before that, that's the only thing I wanted, and it came true, so I'm happy about that.
There you go. Will there be any chance
rivalries.
You stay up till midnight on New Year's Eve or purposefully stay up till midnight?
Purposely, no. Probably, yeah. I probably will. Or I'll fall asleep at like try 9:30 and still wake up at 12
right
to help or do something like that, but we'll see what the little man has in store for us.
Well, congratulations, man. Really happy for you and your family, and try to get some rest when you can.
I will. Appreciate you guys.
Right, thanks, bro. For the time.
Take care, man.
Yeah, you too.
That is our friend Sam Cosmi joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline for his weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Sam's been great about that all season. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Paisanos Player Chat is fed by our friends at Paisanos. Today and every Tuesday are Community Tuesdays from Paisanos. Nurses, teachers, active duty, military, and vets, and first responders all get 25% off your order with the promo code COMMUNITY. It's Paisanos' way of giving back to the individuals who give so much to others. Paisanos, it's not just pizza, but something for everyone. Order now at paisanospizza.com.
He's out of Dallas.
Right. Cowboys have cut Trayvon Diggs.
Wow.
If he goes unclaimed, he'll be a free agent. They're taking a little bit of a dead money hit. They'll get a dead cap of 12 mil next year and about 6 mil in 26. I guess it's 12 mil this year and then 26 next year, but they'll save a bunch of money on the cap against
26
it.
Mil next year?
No. I'm sorry. 6 mil six in mil. 26.
Okay.
I don't know what happened there. There was obviously some really weird speculation when he had the concussion and everything else. There's obviously a tie to Dan Quinn with Trayvon Diggs. You know, he played his best football when Dan Quinn was the DC down there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that somebody you expect Washington to be interested in? He's from DC.
But I don't know. I think the injuries and then you look at the play. As of late, hadn't been great. I think they're in a position right now where they have to be careful just jumping with familiarity. They got to jump with guys that are playing their best ball now.
I think we've seen a lot of that, and that shouldn't be the case. Yeah. Jeff, would you want Trayvon Diggs in town?
If he's not a problem to the locker room or to the team, why not? He's not bad.
He's been injured, and then.
I forgot about that. He has been injured. Nah, I'm good.
Listen, in 2021, he was incredible.
Yeah,
he had 11 interceptions. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
All-pro player. In the last 3 years, he hasn't finished a complete season. In two of the last three, he's played less than seven starts. So, and I don't know Trayvon Diggs. Personally, whatsoever. I do know he's bigger than I ever expected. I saw him.
Tall.
Yeah. I mean, he's every bit of 6'2". He's listed at 6'2". I don't think for Trayvon or for Steph, you know, kind of the coming home aspect has really appealed to them. And this is a dude that week one next week will be turning 28.
Mm-hmm.
I think you nailed that, B, that familiarity shouldn't be the first thing that brings you to somebody at this point. Still, that's big news out of Dallas. I mean, that's a guy that was considered a huge part
guy
of that
can
organization.
Play. That's what you want.
Yeah, dude. Guys that can play regardless if their name has a ton of value. Landfill, you want him to sign Trayvon Diggs?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the secondary is pretty banged up. So I feel like, and even when they're healthy, they're bad. I feel like you should just, you know, throw things against the wall, see if anything sticks at this point.
It's interesting to do it now. When they could have just released him in the offseason, no problem.
Yeah. But that's doing him a solid by letting him out there free. But the thing I would ask this question, though, like, do you think the decision makers are in a situation now where they can just take a shot at just because somebody, I know him and he was good. He has injuries since then, too. You know, I think they're in a position now where they tried it with a level of people. We had Marshawn, who was injured a lot. He ended up being injured here. You know, Trayvon could come here and never get injured at all, but then he could come here and he could be injured all the time. How does that look?
Yeah, and there appears to be.
I wouldn't want to be the person making a decision.
There appears to be stuff there. Now, I don't know what it is, but like, whatever happened with this concussion, like, I don't know. For me, it's a no thanks.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, according to Josina, Diggs was released for several reasons in things that he did or didn't do that wasn't beneficial to the direction the team was going.
Mm.
What a day for the Diggs family.
Yeah.
You got Trayvon gets cut in Dallas, and Steph has charges.
Some issues.
Brought up. Now, Steph Diggs' attorney put out a statement. If you've been listening to the program earlier today, it was reported out of Boston. Steph Diggs has been charged with strangulation and assault.
Mm-hmm.
From his attorney, Stephon Diggs categorically denies these allegations. They are unsubstantiated, uncorroborated, and were never investigated because they did not occur. The timing and motivation for making the allegations is crystal clear. They are the direct result of an employee-employer financial dispute that was not resolved to the employee's satisfaction. Stephon looks forward to establishing the truth in a court of law. It's an employee-employer situation with charges of strangulation?
Yeah.
Well, and to Jeff's credit, he said something pretty interesting. And what, none of us are lawyers, right?
No. But I damn sure not one.
I am not. Left-handed.
I've hired some.
Yeah. I married one. But if that was a, we believe anyway, if this was an altercation with a woman, that there probably is domestic charges,
mm-hmm.
and that's not the case. So that immediately just seemed kind of interesting. And now if you're saying it's an employee-employer relationship, and that's coming from his attorney,
mm-hmm.
clearly whoever's charging this is working for Steph. Otherwise, the lawyer's
was working for him.
Right.
Because like, I read something where it said that they were trying to, whatever that thing where they were trying to keep him from showing, having it public, the records and all that, because they were working on a financial deal or whatever the thing is. But we'll see. I don't know.
Well, you and I know enough players, right? Who is working for players? A lot of these guys, people, fans may not realize this, a lot of these guys have their own, like, photographer/content creator people.
Security people. Sometimes you have people that are cooking for you.
A lot of people
have
chefs.
You may have a guy who does your, what you call them? Hair, your barber,
yeah.
All that type of stuff.
What? All right. If I'm going to strangle somebody that works for me, that's either a really bad fade. If I got a chef, I told you no onions. How many times do I have to tell you no onions? Still, strangulation seems kind of
intense. I think you should just back out of this one right here, Jay.
Jeff, what would require you to strangle one of your employees?
Only if they stealing from me.
Mm.
If you stealing, you getting beat up. I'm sorry. I'm not calling the police.
That's a legit one. If somebody's in your home. And
but you know what, though, Jeff? Let me just help you out a little bit. Yesterday, you came to me and you made a comment to me, and you said you've grown a lot.
Yes.
You just took 18 steps back with that one.
No.
Hold on. Did you catch somebody stealing from you? What
yes.
are you doing?
Hey, let me finish. No. You go beat him up, guess what? You're going to owe him more than he stole from you. So, no. You found him, you got your proof, you turn it in, and you get him. Because if you whip him, because when somebody steals from you, you ain't going to just hit him. You're going to whip him.
Well,
And you're going to get fined. You're going to get sued like hell.
Well, a guy was breaking in my car. Well, he was a teenager. And when I punched him in the back, he was like, ah. I was like, oh, this a kid. I yanked that little boy in my house. I grabbed my belt and I whipped his butt. Now every time he see me, he'd be like, "What's up, OG?" Because I told him, I said, "Bro, I'm not gonna call the police because you're gonna get this whipping. This will stop you from breaking in people's cars." And
how,
now,
he how many times have you had to beat people up for breaking into your car? Didn't that happen at a gas station once too?
No, at the gas station they tried to take my car.
Yeah, I remember that.
Bro, the thing is, it's not even
Jeff, your car is a magnet for trouble.
I wish I could just have somebody, a producer, following us and just all the stories Jeff do, put them out there, tales from Jeff. Bruh, I guarantee we'd be top sellers.
Yeah, I got a lot of stories, bro. But ooh, nah, bruh. That's the only way I'm putting my hands on it. Don't steal from me. We all work hard for our stuff. If you need more pay, ask me. I'll think about it, but don't steal from me.
I'm with you, dog.
Landfill, what would
just
it take?
Be careful hitting them.
For
hitting
you
them
to strangle an employee. And have you ever wanted to strangle Jeff?
I mean, I'm borderline about to strangle Jeff every day.
If he's there, so you can grab him.
I don't know that you're catching skinny Jeff. Old fat Jeff, you might have caught, but skinny Jeff looks quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly that I'm not going to get out of this chair. That's the reason why he hasn't been strangled yet.
What if you had a chef, Landfill? You're very wealthy. You had a private chef.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would it require for you to strangle said chef?
Trying to feed me raw tomatoes? They're like disgusting.
Raw tomatoes. Okay.
Why raw tomato hater?
Why raw tomatoes? I mean, damn.
Because like cooked tomatoes are fine. Like tomato sauce is delicious.
Cooked tomatoes are the worst thing in the world.
You don't like spaghetti sauce?
Nah, spaghetti sauce. But like when you just got the tomatoes that are just cooked a little bit, they call them stewed tomatoes.
I like those.
Nah, bro.
How do you feel about sun-dried tomatoes?
Nah, keep that too.
It's a weird taste.
It's weird.
Yeah, I can't do sun-dried tomatoes.
It's a weird taste. It's like oddly sweet almost. I don't even know how to describe it. All right, I feel like we really accomplished a lot here.
No, we didn't. All we did was just Jeff going to jail if something happens. That's what we figured out.
Jeff also told us he beat up a kid, then brought him into his house.
He spanked him.
And spanked him. B likes to tell me not everything should go to the air. Jeff, that might have been one of them, man. Keep that in the pocket.
Hey. He ain't going to break in no more cars on that street.
How? All right, we know of one successful robbery of your car. Your car was stolen for like a month?
Yes.
How many times has your car been almost stolen?
Just twice. The one at the gas station when I told y'all the little boys tried to put the BB gun on me, and this guy out front of my house. This is how I know I got old. I love watching my Ring camera. Like, I love, like, it pop up. I'm like, oh, who's that?
My suggestion, as it's been for some time, Jeff, time to move.
Yes, it is. Get 2026, I am.
Get an apartment in McLean. Get an apartment in Arlington. Like, there are places where your car is not under constant duress.
Yeah, I'm gone. No more hood for me.
Not to mention,
let me just hit y'all with a little something. The hood can find you wherever you at. Some people just got bad luck.
They not messing with Virginia, though.
That's not true. See, what I've been living in Virginia since 1990, April of 1990. I don't know how good they are if not stuff not hitting the damn news cycle. I know stuff goes on all the time. Fairfax, Loudoun, all that stuff. But it never ends up on the damn news. But you can just yell on the corner in D.C. and this damn show in front is on the first thing in the news. So whatever they got, the politicians, they're stopping the news people from carrying all this stuff in Virginia. You might want to get those in D.C., Maryland, because I hear stuff all the time over there that never hits the damn news cycle.
I don't know, but Landfill, how long have you lived in Virginia? Your whole life? I bet Landfill's car is... Brian.
Yo.
Article from Business Insider just dropped.
What does it say?
About Floyd Mayweather. Money Mayweather, as he calls himself, was indeed a winner in the ring, ending his pro career in 2017 with a 50-0 record. He scored more than $1 billion in boxing paydays, making him the 10th highest paid athlete of all time. Mm. Since his retirement, he's fashioned himself as a business mogul whose successes keep him in Bugatti cars, Richard Mille watches, Gucci clothing, and opulent mansions. I'm financially set, and I want to let everybody know this, he said in 2021. Every property I have is paid for. My jet is paid for. All my cars is paid for. I own billion-dollar buildings. Everything is no longer paid for. Mayweather took out millions of mortgages on his homes last year, a Business Insider review shows. He also faced a string of lawsuits and liens that says he owes money for a Mercedes Maybach G-Wagon, jet fuel, and garbage collection at his Las Vegas mansion. I don't know with Floyd. What you always say is he's always posting the big wins on his gambling.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're gambling, that means there's big losses too.
Mm.
That dude lived an opulent lifestyle.
Yeah, I went to the Mirage, this hotel Mirage, yeah?
Yep.
Went to the Mirage one night, and there was two Bugattis and a Lamb outside. I'm like, damn, some nice car. They say, oh, all those Floyds. Now, why you need three cars at one damn place, dog? You know? But, hey, you live life. And then I know some people out there. I heard some stories. So I can understand some of the things where you're hearing about suits and this, that, and the other.
Yeah. I don't know. Good luck, Money Mayweather. This Trayvon Diggs thing is going to be interesting. I can't imagine you call him on Tuesday of this week. You could just claim him, suit him up on Sunday.
Did he have to pick up that contract?
I think everybody's going to wait till he clears waivers.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess. If you wanted
to
sign him.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, dude. And seems to be stuff there. I don't know. It's a no for me, but I don't know. Landfill and Jeff were kind of interested. Here's what I do know. I don't know if y'all made bets yesterday, but...
I don't think we did.
All right. Maybe we'll make some today. We got one more show before the end of the year. Let's make some bets.
Ahala. Round.
Tell you, this doesn't make a ton of sense.
What?
Jerry says on Sunday in New York, they're going to start Dak, but he's probably not going to play the whole game. Why start him?
Maybe you need to get some yards to
for an incentive something. Or something.
Maybe. You know, I'm just saying, I don't know.
All right, we got college football today starting in 9 minutes. Coastal Carolina against Louisiana Tech. 5:30, you got a SEC Big Ten battle. Tennessee against Illinois. Ooh, tonight, I always love the Holiday Bowl, man. USC, TCU. Any of those games do much for you, Brian?
I'm going to pick one of them. I'm just trying to find where the hell all that stuff at.
We got association tonight. It looks like 4 NBA games tonight. Caps lost last night. They do not play tonight. Probably a ton of college hoops, if I had to guess. Vermont's playing Princeton right now, if that interests you. Howard playing Northwestern at 5 o'clock. Anybody got something they like for this afternoon?
Detroit,
evening?
-2.5. Lakers.
Lakers.
Detroit, Jimmy basketball. Detroit. Jeffrey?
Give me Chelsea.
Jeff going to the footy.
Give me Chelsea.
Give me Chelsea or give me death. I don't know anything. And I have very much not been betting these college games. I'm going to take Illinois +3. Fighting Brett Bielema's.
Who they playing?
Tennessee. I think Tennessee's better, but I think with these opt-outs and everything, I don't know anything. I don't think anybody knows anything. Tomorrow, though, we get the college football playoff. Can't wait for that. Brian and I will be in Ashburn tomorrow. Short show tomorrow, and then we got Caps hockey at 12:30 or something, which should be awesome. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Chase Hughes. Thank you to Barstool Nate. Thank you to proud new dad, Sam Cosmi. Two little kids in that family. Very very great holiday blessings for them. Thanks to everybody that called. It was a good day on the phones. Maybe we'll open the phone lines up again tomorrow.
Of course.
Landfill, we'll do the New Year's Eve stuff tomorrow. That'll be fun. Something tells me Jeff has the craziest plans, and I don't know about the rest of us. Good luck to White Brian, wherever he is on the planet. Danny and Zabe coming up next, I think.
Yeah.
I saw Zabe. Danny and Zabe coming your way next. Thanks for listening. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.